My name is Patricia Young. My birthday is May 27, 1962. I was born in Valdosta, Georgia, Lowndes County.
Yeah, very nice. So, what are your earliest memories of River Hill Missionary Baptist Church?
I was a little girl, don't remember how old, walking down a dirt road to the church. Going to Sunday school. My grandma always made us go to Sunday school. And the church was down at the end of the road, end of James Road at the time, across from where QT is, right there where that rug company is. Now that's where the church was when we used to walk to church.
You mentioned that the old church was located between Quick Trip and the Rug Place. How do you know that for sure?
Repeat that again. My phone was buzzing. I'm sorry.
No, it's all good. How do you know for sure that it was between Quick Trip and the Rug store?
I remember it being down there, and it was down there first, and then they moved it to the current location. We walked to church every Sunday.
Did you live near the church?
Ma'am?
Did you live near the church?
Right down the road, not a mile away.
Wow. So do you remember when I-75 was being built?
I do. We just know some work was being done. You know, we didn't know it was, you know, gonna be an interstate, you know, because there were some stores we used to go to, and my mama used to go to a gas station down there. So, you know, we knew something was going on, but, you know, being a little girl, I didn't know what.
Right. That makes sense.
So, like, what was the reaction among, like, the congregation in general when you found out that you were going to have to move the church building?
I don't know that. I was just a little busy little girl.
Oh, okay. Okay.
As you grew up in the church, can you tell us some of the roles that you remember having, or people around you? What were the roles of men and women in the missionary church?
There was not the pastor and the deacons. The deacons, as a little girl, all I know was deacons, you know, did the devotion service, took up a collection. I didn't know, you know, the rules and everything of it, but I just, you know, what I saw, you know, had the deacons up there, doing what they do, devotion, sitting on the, you know, on the side, taking care, whatever. Had urchins, being a little girl, had urchins, you know, doing their part, keeping order in the church, keeping little girls from talking. Well, I have to say little girl because I was a little girl, because I used to talk. You know, we couldn't talk in church. We had to pay attention to the pastor. We had the choir, singing. To me, coming up in the church, everybody was close. It was pretty much family that was in the church that I grew up knowing. And, everybody knew everybody, and, you know, it was, you know, we acted up. My grandmama had a sign to let us know that she saw us and she was going to deal with us after church. But, you know, everybody was close. It was just, I remember it being just a, you know, a good time with, you know, like children. You know, we got along real good, and, you know, I never saw any friction between families. It's just like everybody came together and had a good time.
So did you ever, like, personally serve in any specific role in the church like that?
As a little girl, I didn't, but when I became a member and got baptized, I started on the Urshia board. I did, and then later on I joined the choir, I sang in the choir, and as a little girl too, after doing that, we had like Easter programs and different little things we participated in, BTU. Like I said, my grandmama always made sure I went to Sunday school. We had to go to church. We had to go to BTU. If it was an Easter program going on, we had that. Whatever was going on in the church, my grandmama made sure we was active involved.
Can you tell us more about the community events that the church had?
Had choir anniversaries. Where a lot of choirs came together, and they had different choirs sing. That was real good. Coming up, as a little girl, I enjoyed that. They had Ursh anniversary. That was good. It was nice. Enjoyed that. We had BTU in the afternoon. Every Sunday evening, we had to go to BTU and that was a good time. Church anniversary. They had goodness, what is it? I forget the name of it, but everybody dressed in old fashioned, maybe an old fashioned day, cooked old fashioned clothes. Wore the bonnets and the long dresses and aprons, and they cooked food from way back. I remember my mama making something that was called sweet potato palm. That was just a good time. Good time. It's like a family reunion to me now, but it was, church function. What else we had? That's all I can think of right now. But it was just a good, those memories are from when the church was moved to where the current location.
Okay. So you mentioned like BTU. What exactly is that?
It's where we, in the afternoon, I forgot the name of it, but we went in the afternoon and studied the Bible, played little games to learn about the Bible.
Okay.
I'm thinking what BTU was. They still have it now, but I'm not involved in it.
No, that's okay.
Well, it's not an afternoon. They call it a BTU Congress or whatever it is. I don't participate in it.
Gotcha. Do you know about any of the church's continued traditions?
They have, back then too, they had at the union meeting. That's where different churches get together, come together. Churches from, it may be 10 churches, have a representative come to one church, and they have service for 3 days. They still do that. I think after COVID, it kind of knocked a lot of anniversaries and stuff getting together and stuff. So they got, a lot of churches, most especially River Hill, they hadn't started that back. But they have a union, and it's on the fifth Sunday of each month. On the month that the fifth Sunday is. They still have Sunday school and church, have Bible study. Great pastor. They have a Christian education. They have a class where members can get degrees in, in Bible. Different kinds. It's different, different classes taught. So
will you be attending the event this Saturday?
I will. I'm on the committee. I will.
Oh, wow.
Oh, fun.
We'll definitely see you there.
This is our third year doing this, and Every year it gets better. We work hard to try to, you know, make it nice.
Oh yeah, sounds cool and fun.
And this Saturday, the Jones cookout, that's for the whole Jones community?
Joneses, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, anybody can come, you know, if somebody that live in town want to come, but it's mainly for people that was born or raised out there or live out there.
Can you explain what the Jones community is?
Joanne Statham. She came up with the idea to want to, do some, bring the community together. And so she told her nephew, Wesley, about it. So Wesley got a committee together, told us about, what her vision was. And we, put it together 3 years ago, to come together and, laugh and fun, just showing love, just getting together. We've had people to come home from out of town just to be a part of the event, to see people that they hadn't seen in many years. So it's just a fun day that we do. We go out and get donations, and we sell tickets for give away a hotel donate a night, and we do like a basket with a bottle of wine and out to eat gift cards. So you get a free night hotel, dinner for two, and a bottle of wine, and we might cook some other little stuff, and then we sell the tickets for $1. And we do the drawing at the event Saturday to see who wins. So that's, we raise money like that, and we get donations from businesses in the community to help us out. So it's just a fun day, for people to come out and just have a good time for a little while.
That is so cool. From what we previously talked about, it sounds like the Jones community has existed for a while. Do you know some of the history behind the Jones community?
I do not. Just a bunch of families loving each other. It's like me and one of the ladies was saying a couple of nights ago, we used to be able to walk around and go and eat at everybody's house. Just a tight community. Everybody know everybody. Back when I was a little girl, it's grown up now to, people moved in that I don't know. But way back, we used to be able to go to this person's house. If I got in trouble somewhere, they can whoop my butt and call my grandma and tell them she beat me. And then I get another whoop for acting up. It was like you got a grandmama and a mama somewhere else.
Well, I can definitely tell that a lot of people around here have close ties to the community. Can you tell us a bit about the project that you're working on, or you're trying to work on?
I started out getting pictures of pictures of the church from way back, as far back as I could. And I can't think of the name of the place. Well, I went to the Historical Museum first in Austin, and I got some information from them. I got a book that was written by, his first name is Thomas, but anyway, I have that book, and it's got information in it about the black churches or the black schools that in Lowndes County back in the day. And Riverhill had a school, so that's in that book. And he gave me some more information, and I went to this company, and telling him what I was looking for was pictures of the church as far back as I can get it. So he didn't have a picture of the church, but he had a map where, I guess it was where before people, before airplanes, you know, before we had cars that can drive down the roads to tell you what street and all that, she explained to me they had planes to fly by to map out the roads, and he got a star where River Hill was, and the location that I told you is where the church was. So I do have that map, and it, you know, he highlighted and, you know, showed me the streets that ran across it, and, you know, that the church sat right down there. And I have some other pictures of, you know, what the church looked like in previous years. What I wanted to do was to put it on a banner and present it to the church at the anniversary. So, with everything that was going on, I was working full time and had a lot of things going on, so I hadn't got to it. But my plan is to have that done this year.
When is the next anniversary?
It's in September. I forget which Sunday, but it's in September.
And how many years will the church community have been together?
I'm thinking this might be, I'm guessing 153 years old. 152, 153.
Oh, wow. Wow. Yep. So we can definitely say, even though the church location has moved, the community has been going strong for 153 years.
Impressive.
The map that I got from the guy, it's got on this paper. The date on this paper is, it's got August and September 1915.
Wow. That's...
So what was the 1915 date? What was, like, specific about that?
This is when I guess this is when the church was down there at the bottom.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure. It's on the paper.
So when the church was moved, was it like, was the building moved, or did they have to build a whole new building at the new location?
No, they moved the building. It was a wood church. They moved it.
Okay, I think we heard about that some in a pre-interview we did, like, that the original wood was, like, still in the walls.
Oh, yeah.
They did, why not?
That we heard that in a pre-interview that we did, like, a few weeks ago, about the original wood from the old church still being, like, in the walls, even though it's, like, been, you know, remodeled some and updated.
They built around all of that. So, yeah, but what they moved to where they are now is it still in the walls, still the old church.
Wow.
The only thing that they don't have up there is I don't know if the bell up there or not. I don't know if the bell is up there in the steeple or not.
So were you baptized in River Hill Missionary Baptist Church?
I was baptized at another church. River Hill didn't have a baptism pool at the time.
Okay, because that reminds me of, in our pre-interviews, also, we'd heard about actually members being baptized in the river.
Oh yeah, my sister was, but not me. my sister and my brother was, but I wasn't.
Do you have, you said that you were born and raised in Valdosta, and
mm-hmm.
I know that the cemetery is relatively far from the church now. Do you have any family members that are located in the cemetery?
Yes, I do. And it's not, it's really, well, It's really not far. You just have to go up when turn. You know where the it used to be college campus. The Gable, not Gable. The Grove. The apartment's back by I-75.
Okay.
Okay, those apartments that sit next to 75 off of exit 18. It's the Grove that used to be college campus. Right beside that is a road. Like you're going to that. If you keep going, you'll run right into the cemetery. And I have family back there. My mom is back there. My sister, grandmamas, uncles, aunt. Yeah. My family's back there.
So if I may ask, is Young your married name or like your maiden name?
That's my marriage name. My maiden name is Hines.
Hines.
Patricia Hines.
Okay. And you were saying that the church community is trying to do something with the cemetery?
Yeah, me and my cousin Claire met with a guy yesterday because it's so grown up and there's people go down there with four wheelers and it's a hiding place, and we was told that they was told that at one time a helicopter landed down there and it was a drop off of drugs, and somehow law got involved but it's still a hiding place for somebody, because we see signs of four wheelers. We was down there Saturday cleaning up, and there was a truck came back there, and when they saw that we was back there, they heard me turn around and left. So it is some crazy going on, but we trying to get the trees, the bushes cut down, because we know I don't think we can afford to get trees cut down, but if we can get all the vines and bushes cut down and the cemetery can be seen by 75 drivers, and maybe put a light up down there, that'll keep people from going down there, hanging out or whatever. In the years past, it was vandalized down there, and I don't want my mom, none of my family members grave to be vandalized. So, we're trying to get it cleaned up so, it don't be a hiding place, for people to, for whatever they're doing down there. We know something's going on because they tear the fence down. Every fence that's put up there, they tear it down. And it's like, we just trying to, keep our cemeteries from being vandalized and a hiding place for no good people.
Wow.
But like I said, we met with a guy yesterday to see how much he's gonna charge us to, cut back all that stuff, and just try to, just clean it up a little bit.
Yeah, well, we definitely hope that works out, that you can get it to stop being vandalized, like you said.
Yeah, we don't want it to start being, you just got crazy. Who want to hang out at the cemetery? I don't understand it.
Yeah, I have no idea.
It's not, like I say, it's not, it's probably a mile from the church, even if you have to go up and turn by, west turn right there by Starbucks and go back there.
Do you know any of the history behind the church's school?
Do not. I just know when I was a little girl, a lady used to play the piano for the church, Miss Sophronia Butler. She was a school teacher. And I believe my uncle and my aunt went to church there. Not sure. I mean, went to school there.
What schools did you go to?
I went to Lyons High School.
Did you go to Westside Elementary?
I did not. I went to Parker Memphis Elementary. With P.G. William, and then when they integrated, I was the first group to go to Parker Memphis.
So how long was the church's school closed before you started going to school?
I never, I don't remember being in school. You know, there was this and stuff in there, but I don't know anything about them, you know, anybody going.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember that part. That was before my time, I think.
Mm-hmm.
In school.
Mm-hmm.
Stop. It may have been going on while I was born, I don't know. Because I remember the building behind that. When they had church functions like anniversary or church anniversary, they used to, you know, go in there and serve the food in the school. They had to move it around for tables. I remember that was vaguely.
You mentioned that you were in the first group to be integrated into the schools.
Mm-hmm. I went to P.G. William Elementary School in the first grade, and the next year we had to start going to Parker Mathis. That was when they integrated.
We've talked a little bit about River Hill Missionary Baptist Church, where it moved from the cemetery, the community. What are your hopes for your family, your church?
My hope is that the River Hill Missionary Baptist Church will, you know, stand strong, you know, in many, many years to come. It's in a good location right there on, you know, on the side of James Road. You know, that, you know, people will see the, you know, hear about, you know, the good works, or, you know, the word that's going on in there, and want to come in and be a part of the church and make it bigger and better. And, you know, and it just keep growing.
Yes, ma'am. How has the church been a home for you?
Say that again.
How has the church been a home for you?
Even though I'm not there every Sunday. I'm a member of another church. Anytime I go, it's like coming home. You know, welcome back home, or I never left home, and the love that's there, you know, from the pastor on down to members that are family to me, and those that are not family to me. It's just a, you know, warm, inviting, you know, place to be. And anytime I get a chance to go, I just enjoy the service, and I enjoy being there among family and friends.
Does the church still have any kind of, like, outreach programs?
I know of one, and I went with them last Tuesday. They did the nursing home ministry. I was told the pastor does a prison ministry. I know they are involved in the clothes closet, because I know our church is involved in, their church is involved in too, where we, like on the fifth Sunday when it happens, like the union meeting, each church will be responsible for taking something to the clothes closet to help needy families. Like the last time we had to do uniforms. I don't know what River Hill had to do, but they are responsible for helping keep items in the clothes closet for needy family. And the clothes closet is located in Hudson Docket. They rent an apartment. I believe they rent the apartment, and because I've worked down there before, help volunteer, and people can come in and get clothes, or they had all kind of stuff, household goods. They just go in and shop, get what they want, and just, like, if they get clothes, All they do is write down how many tops you got, how many bottoms you got, and you walk out the door. It don't cost them nothing. So I know River Hill is involved in that also. So those are the three things I know they're involved in.
Okay. Nice.
Let me rewind back to when I was a little girl coming up. We had one of the deacons in the church. His name was Edgar Roberts, Deacon Roberts, and every year the church would pay for us to go on a trip. So they used to take us on trips. I remember going to Silver Spring my first time seeing the glass bottom boat. We've gone to it was a beach, but it had fun stuff on it. But, we did those, they did those type things for all the kids once a year. I just remember that.
Sounds fun.
It does sound fun. Well, are there any other memories that you have of the church that you would like to talk about?
Yeah, you did mention that you moved out of being an active member of River Hill when you got married. So at what age did you get married?
I was 19. Oh. I was married 40 years. And August this year, it'll be 3 years that my husband died, so but I'm still at the church that we was a member of, and it's right down the street from my home church. River Hill is on one end, and I'm on the other end of James Rock.
Oh, wow.
Well, matter of fact, when I leave church every Sunday, I pass by there. I do it intentionally because I don't have to. So, I just pass by.
Mm-hmm.
Is this church also a part of the Jones community?
It is.
Okay. Wow.
We're in Vacation Bible School tonight, and this week, Vacation Bible School. So it's three churches. It's held at my church, but River Hill is there. My church, Shamus Chapel, and Silver Run. So we all fellowshipping together with Vacation Bible School this week.
Wow. I only have a few memories of Vacation Bible School. So,
I don't have any.
You don't have any?
No.
Oh gosh. I hope it goes well. I'm sure it will. Vacation Bible School. Can you tell us a little bit about the missionary churches? I'm sort of familiar with missionary churches, but I didn't grow up in missionary churches. So what makes it a missionary church?
I'm sure I was taught that, but I'm against that. Missionaries going out doing the work, mission work, and they do that like with the different ministries, nursing home ministry. They have done, I don't know if that is street ministry or not, because we're out there in the county, but just doing mission work, trying to, tell people about the Lord and draw them close to Christ. So, if I had to say, that's what the missionaries are supposed to be doing.
Yes, ma'am.
And I see it being done because I know the pastor there is, Pastor Troop is, very active in, trying to, spread the word. Like say he do the, he not only do the nursing home and the prisons, you can call him and he'll come to you. He's visible.
Do you have any roles in the church, your church that you're involved with?
how I sing in the choir and whatever else they ask me to do. I did a welcome last night for the Vacation Bible School. I worked in the kitchen two nights, so I'm just one of those. I'm a gopher, so I just do whatever is needed.
Yes, ma'am. That is so cool. Well, is it okay if I ask you two more questions?
You have.
Okay. If there was one piece of advice you could give the new generation, what would it be?
Trust God. Learn to know who He is and to trust Him. Trust God. Let Him be your everything. And let me tell you why I say that. You know, you can't say how, you know, everybody been bad. It's not a good bad and a bad bad. Everybody been bad no matter how bad you are. And I've never been a bad bad, but I'm bad is bad. But in October, I got sick. I got real sick. And nobody knew. I was in and out of the hospital, in and out the ER. And nobody could find out what was wrong with me. I'm just sick, wasting away, losing weight, can't eat, and nobody knew what was wrong with me. I've always tried, my husband was a minister, and even coming up in the church, I've always tried to do right, and, you know, okay, I'm doing right, I'm trying, I'm gonna do right, you know, trying to live right, but, you know, but anyway, after I got so sick, there was a doctor, she never seen me before. The first time she saw me was when she came to tell me what was wrong with me. Out of all the time that I've been, and I found this out in, I went in the hospital New Year's Eve, and the day after New Year's Eve is when this doctor came in and told me it was my thyroid. I had been sick since October, and nobody could tell me what was wrong. I was so sick, when I got over that sickness, I don't trust nobody but God. I trust nobody, because He is the one that brought me through everything that I went through. My children, my family, I've never been sick. I told them, I said, the only sickness I had was five children and overweight. That was it. I always been healthy. But when that came on me and I got sick, and when I got through it, I know it was nobody but God who brought me through it. So that's why I say He is my everything, and I trust Him. So that's what I would, you know, don't have to go through nothing to trust, you know, to live right and trust Him. You know, start off. You know, that's, you know, I helped raise my granddaughter, and she don't live here anymore, but I told her the same thing, which I got more than one, but she don't live here. So, you know, just, you know, learn about Him, trust Him, and let Him be everything. That, you know, that's what I'm doing now. Since I've been through what I've been through, I don't trust nobody but Him, and I praise Him all the time.
Are you okay now?
Oh yeah, I'm seeing my doctors are in. I go to Mayo Clinic since they couldn't do. You know, I just have a trust issue here. So I got in with Mayo Clinic and they got me on medicine and I'm doing good. I went back to work and the Lord put an excitement in me to retire. After 35 years, I retired.
Wow.
So I'm excited. So I'm doing good and, you know, doing great.
That's good.
Yes, I am glad. Thyroid is no joke.
You mentioned yesterday that you were starting another job, though. So what is that?
Well, it's I retired from Lowndes County School Transportation Department, and I was offered a job with Valdosta City Transportation Department. He wanted me to come and work and, you know, with them to get their compliance in order for the, you know, state stuff. So I accepted the job with our rivals, which my husband was a diehard Wildcat. He played football. So I tell him, I said, well, I'm supporting my husband now, but I'm excited about the job. So That was it. I didn't go looking for a job because I was going back to South Carolina just to have school bus, just to, you know, have extra money. I'm too young to do nothing. But I believe it's a job that the Lord opened the door and he sent to me. So I'm excited about it.
Nice.
Now we have to work 30 something years.
Yeah. I'm so excited.
I love that. Oh my gosh.
I think this is a good thing, you know, that's being done, you know, on behalf of River Hill. And I do hope and pray that, you know, it go far and beyond the expectations of any of us in
yes,
a good way.
What specifically do you hope will come of the preservation project?
I would hope that just like, you know, any other historical site in Valdosta or Lyons County, that they would, you know, put some funds to help to keep it up and, you know, maybe, you know, hopefully along with the church, the cemetery goes with the church, that, you know, maybe kind of help preserve the church and the cemetery. If not the cemetery, but most importantly, you know, help, you know, preserve the church and keep it up and running and, you know, in good shape.
Okay. We're definitely trying to do all of that.
Mm-hmm.
I've sent a link to a couple of people that are kind of like in charge of the project for preservations and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I think in the future they're going to try to initiate that process.
Okay. If you don't ever start the process, you can't get it done. So, you know, I'm one like this. When I go ask somebody for something, I say, well, all they can do is tell me yes. See, I'm a positive person, so I'm just going to believe it's going to be done.
Yes, ma'am.
And, you know, whether I'm here or not, yeah, I believe it's going to be done.
Yes, ma'am. Do you have anything else that you want to go over? To talk about?
I can't think of anything. I've been thinking for the longest, what can I say? But I know when I get off the phone, I say, talk, I should have told them this. But I can't think right now.
Totally fine.
Yeah, so if that's all, we can definitely
wrap it up.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah, is that okay?
Yeah. Well, I just want y'all to know that I appreciate y'all taking the time and taking on this task to you know, make Rib Hill, you know, historical. And good luck to both of you in your studies and, you know, in the year to come.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. And I hope that you keep your health.
Yes, ma'am. And I will see you both at the anniversary.
Yes, ma'am.
Right.
I'm looking forward to meeting you.
Well, will we see you Saturday?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, we'll be there.
I'll be one. I'm running around with the committee.